श्रवणैर् उपधारयन् आनृशंस्य परो राजन् कर्मबन्धैर् विमुच्यते। पुरुषो रामचरितम् श्रवणैरुपधारयन् आनृशंस्य परो राजन् कर्मबन्धैर्विमुच्यते। पुरुषो रामचरितम् श्रवणैरुपधारयन् आनृशंस्य परो राजन् कर्मबन्धैर्विमुच्यते। पुरुषो रामचरितम् श्रवणैरुपधारयन् आनृशंस्य परो राजन् कर्मबन्धैर्विमुच्यते। Purusha, any person, Ramacharitam, the narration concerning the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, Shravanai, by oral reception, Upadharayan, simply by this process of hearing, Anrishamsya, Paraha, becomes completely free from envy. Rajan, O King Parikshit, Karmabandhai, by the bondage of fruitive activities, Vimuchyate, one becomes liberated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace I.A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O King Parikshit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. Purport. Here, in this material world, everyone is envious of someone else. Even in religious life, it is sometimes found that if one devotee has advanced in spiritual activities, other devotees are envious of him. Such envious devotees are not completely freed from the bondage of birth and death. As long as one is not completely free from the cause of birth and death, one cannot enter the Sanatan Dhamma or the eternal pastimes of the Lord. One becomes envious because of being influenced by the designations of the body, but the liberated devotee has nothing to do with the body, and therefore he is completely on the transcendental platform. A devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy. Because the devotee knows that the Lord is a supreme protector. He thinks, what harm can the so-called enemy do? Thus, a devotee is confident about his protection. The Lord says, ye yathamam prapadyante tamstathaiva bhajamyaham. According to the proportion of one's surrender unto me, I respond accordingly. A devotee must therefore be completely free from envy, especially of other devotees. To envy other devotees is a great offense, a Vaishnava aparadha. A devotee who constantly engages in hearing and chanting Shravana Kirtana is certainly freed from the disease of envy, and thus he becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. So I welcome all the devotees on the occasion of Sri Ram Navami Mahamahotsav at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. Today, I'll speak from the conversation between Sripad Ramanujacharya and one of his gurus, Sri Shaila Purna, which happened at Tirupati. Sripad Ramanujacharya is an expansion of Lakshman. And in spite of being so powerful and so potent, he was humble enough to sit at the lotus feet of Srila Shaila Purna and hear what are the basic tenets and the principles and lessons of Ramayana. Sanchinna samshayo mahiyam tava suktasina vibho ubhayatropi bhagavan mano me sampradhavati. Vidura has more association of Krishna than Maitreya Rishi. But Vidura is humble enough, and hearing from Maitreya Rishi and expressing that by hearing from you, all my doubts regarding the position of the soul, the super soul, and bhakti is destroyed. Maharaj Parikshit has seen Lord Krishna in the womb of his mother. Tasmat namna Vishnu rata iti loke bhavishyati. Bhagavatam describes one of the names of Maharaj Parikshit is Vishnu rata. It means one who is protected by Vishnu in the womb. And Parikshit Maharaj saw Lord Krishna directly. But still, Maharaj Parikshit is sitting and hearing from the lotus lips of Srila Shukadev Goswami in a mood of dependence. Naishati dussaha kshunmam tyaktodam api badhate. He says, several days have passed. I have not eaten. I have not drunk a single drop of water. I have not slept also. But I am eager to hear further. And I do not feel tired at all. Why? Pibantam tvan mukham bojam chutam harikathamritam. Because I am continuously hearing katha from you. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord Himself, is sitting at the lotus feet of Sripad Ramananda Raya at Kovur and continues to hear Harikatha. Prabhu kohe aage koho shunite paaye sukhe purvamritano divahe tomar mukhe. O Ramananda Raya, I want to hear the unprecedented flow of nectar emanating from your lips. And Ramananda is saying, my dear Lord, it is not me who is speaking this. Hrudaya prernakara jihuai kahavani ke kahiye bhalamanda ki chui na jani. It is you who is speaking through me. I am not even sure what I am speaking is appropriate or not. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately responds and he says, Prabhu kahe mayavadi amito sannyasi. Says, I am mayavadi sannyasi. I do not know what is bhakti tattva. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Sarvabhauma sange mura mana nirmal hoila. In the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, my mind became purified. And all of us know who purified whom. And then he says, it was Bhattacharya who asked me to come and hear from you. And I have come with great faith and great hope. But by hearing from you, I will be benefited. Tomar thani aila tomar mohima shuniya. Tumi mora stuti koro sannyasi janiya. You are respecting me because of the social etiquette, because I am a sannyasi. But actually, I have come here to hear from you. Because the principle of hearing is so important, it is beyond all kinds of conceptions of social etiquette. And so, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave three principles. Name Ruchi, which is aspiration to serve. Vaishnav Seva, which is action to serve. And Jive Daya, which is access to serve. And in this way, Sambandha Gyan is the impetus to serve. Abhideya reveals the process to serve. And Prayojan describes the fruit of service. So Ramakatha is so powerful, so important that Sripad Ramanujacharya is sitting at the feet of Srila Shailapurna and hearing with great humility, attention, eagerness, absorption. Because absorption in sadhana, attentiveness in our seva, sensitivity in our dealings with the Vaishnavas, all of these play a major role in transforming our heart. So when Lord Ram was 12 years old, he met Sita Devi and they got married. Sita was 6 years old in that time. Then Lord Ramachandra was given vanvas when he was 24 years old. From 24 to 38, he was in the forest. When he returned back, he was 38. And just an year after that, Sita Devi was sent to the forest, to the ashram of Valmiki Rishi. And when Lord Ram was 40 years old, that is the time when Valmiki Rishi started writing the Ramayana. What's the difference between Itihas and Purana? Mahabharata and Ramayana are considered to be itihasa. When the personalities are still present, when the literature is being written, it is called itihasa. So Lord Ram was still there, and after Valmiki Rishi wrote Ramayana, he taught it to Love and Kush. So Love and Kush, in their melodious devotional voice, were singing Ramayana in every town and village. Bharat Maharaj heard it. Bharat Maharaj recognized that these have to be Lord Ram's children. And he thought Lord Ram must hear it personally. And a huge arrangement was made for Lord Ram to sit and hear. And as Love and Kush started singing the Ramayana, Lord Ram was enchanted by hearing his own glories. And as the katha proceeded day after day, Lord Ram was sitting on top of a throne and Lord Ram saw that people in the audience are enjoying this katha more than him. Because they were all with each other and Lord Ram was sitting on a high pedestal all alone. So Lord Ram wanted to experience that joy which others were experiencing and he gradually started coming down from his pedestal, from his throne. And everybody was hearing katha from Love and Kush with such rapt attention that nobody noticed Lord Ram coming down from his throne. And before anyone realized, Lord Ram was sitting right with the audience. And the audience was hearing Love and Kush speaking the Ramayana. And as they were hearing, the audience was in ecstasy and some of them, they started slapping Lord Ram's thighs only, not realizing that the subject of the katha is right next to them. So Ram katha is so attractive, it attracts Lord Ram himself. So Sri Shailapurna describes five lessons to Sripad Ramanujacharya, and the first is that the Sharanya, or the one whom we are supposed to take shelter of, the source of all of our shelter, the one who gives shelter is Lord Vishnu. That Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is non-different from Lord Ram. And so Uddhava in the 11th canto, he quotes this beautiful verse. Kim chitramachyuta tavaitad Oshesha bandho daseshu ananya sharaneshu yadatma satam yorochayat samrgai swayamishwaranam shrimat kirita tatapidita padapitha. He says the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram, he is so powerful that the 33 crore demigods come and place their helmets at his feet. But the same Supreme Lord Ram is overwhelmed by the devotion of his devotees to such an extent that the devotees who appear as monkeys, Lord Ram, without seeing any kind of social protocol, agrees to be associated closely and intimately with these monkeys. He doesn't feel any kind of social shame that he is moving around with monkeys. Someone asks, who's your team? Monkeys. We would feel embarrassed to speak like this. But Lord Ram is surrounded by monkeys, by the Vanara Sena. So therefore, if Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why does he have to go into Vanavas? Because, yes, he is Rama, but to attract our attention, he needs to add some drama. Without that drama, conditioned souls cannot get attracted and enchanted. So therefore, Srila Sridhar Swami describes, what's the difference between karma and leela? Apurnasya nijapurtarthe cheshtaha iti karma. When someone who is insufficient and is lacking something to fulfill, when we perform some activity, it is known as karma. Whereas leela is a person is perfectly absolute, satisfied in all ways, but is performing those activities for his own pleasure and through that attracting and enchanting the attention of the conditioned souls. And therefore, apurnasya nijapurtarthe cheshta. So Lord Ram's activities are part of leela. That's what is known as the leela, like that. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, we just heard a latest report that the scientists have created a dog with two heads. Prabhupada said, what's the big deal? Ravana had 10 heads and he was a big dog because he was trying to take someone else's property. So, Lord Ram orchestrated this pastime so that we would get attracted. And that's why the conditioned soul's nature is that routine doesn't attract them. Something out of the ordinary, extraordinary, that's what is attractive. And that's why the news channels are looking for breaking news, which will break your attention. Then only you can be absorbed. Many years ago I was walking in the streets going to a program, and I saw one big poster for a movie. And the poster showed, cars were exploding. They were like the hero or the villain with machine guns, and there was blood flowing all over. Complete personification of violence in every part of that poster. And the name of the movie said Paramatma, who's supposed to be personification of complete peace. So why all of this is displayed? Because to attract attention, you need some dramatic performance. And therefore, in the spiritual world, when Lakshmi is serving Lord Ram, Lord Vishnu, by massaging his feet, Lakshmi looks at Vishnu and says, I'm serving you, but I'm dissatisfied. Lord Vishnu says, why are you dissatisfied? And she says, I have the opportunity to serve you, but I have one problem. I do not have solitude. Lord Narayan looks around and he says, there is only nothing but ocean on all sides. You're all alone. What kind of solitude do you need? And Lakshmi points to Sheshanaga and says, see how many millions of eyes he's constantly looking. I want solitude. Lord Narayan says, that is only possible in future when we appear in human society as Ram and Sita. So after the marriage, when both Sita and Ram were in Ayodhya for those 12 years, because Lord Ram is so all attractive, everybody in Ayodhya wanted to serve him. So Lord Ram was constantly busy from morning till night, receiving service from millions of Ayodhya Vasis. And Dasharatha Maharaj, he had 360 wives. The three prominent everybody knows, but total he had 360 wives. So Sita was busy serving 360 mother-in-laws. So that kept her quite busy. So naturally, they did not have the solitude which they aspired for. So at one point of time, when Lord Ram was about to be coronated as the king, so this is the time when Dasharatha Maharaj calls the entire city of Ayodhya and he declares that I want to make Ram the king. And as soon as he makes that announcement, there is a tumultuous sound. And Dasharatha Maharaj wonders, what is this sound all about? And one of the ministers comes and says, I will only reveal what this sound was if you promise me that you will not punish me. Dasharatha Maharaj said, why? What happened? I will not punish you. Tell me, what was this tumultuous sound? And the minister said, this was the sound of the ecstasy of all of the citizens of Ayodhya who unanimously feel that in 60,000 years of your rule, this is the best decision you have made. And Dasharatha Maharaj started thinking, am I so useless that you are celebrating? He says, no. Lord Ram is so super excellent in his qualities. He is all attractive. And because he is your son, you also get credit for having a son like Ram. So Dasharatha Maharaj felt good. And so, when Dasharatha Maharaj announced and informed Lord Ram about this, Lord Ram, along with Sita, goes and starts praying in front of the deities of Lord Ranganath. So one of the reasons Lord Ram also appears, because Lord Ranganath has been worshipped in Brahmaloka by Brahmaji and come in the Ikshvaku dynasty. But in spite of so many kings worshipping, Lord Ranganath is not fully satisfied. So therefore he himself comes as Lord Ram to worship. So as Lord Ram is worshipping Lord Ranganath, is praying to him, "I have come here for a specific mission. Sita and myself need some solitude. And also the demigods prayed that I should appear to destroy Ravana. The way the Ayodhya Vasis are showering their love and affection, there is no end to their love, there is no end to their service. And there is no end to my reciprocation with their love. And as they say, they lived happily ever after. And if that continues, what will happen to the mission? So therefore, if I have to destroy Ravana, please inspire Manthara so that she can create some trouble." So that was also orchestrated by the Lord himself. And it was at this time that the demigods were also getting worried whether Lord Ram has forgotten the mission or not. And so Manthara ultimately became the instrument. She comes to Kaikeyi and Manthara looks at Kaikeyi and says, "Have you heard the news?" Kaikeyi says, "What?" "Ram is going to become the king." Kaikeyi is in so much of ecstasy, she takes a necklace and rewards Manthara. Manthara is bewildered. She says, "Do you know what it means that Ram becomes the king? It means that in future Ram's son, he will become the king." Kaikeyi says, "So what? Ram is as good as my son. Whether Ram becomes the king or Bharat becomes the king, it is same to me." So Manthara realizes that she has to increase the potency of her gossip. It is not having the intended effect. So Manthara, she looks at Kaikeyi and says, "I don't think you get it. If Ram becomes the king, Kaushalya becomes the queen mother. And if Kaushalya becomes the queen mother, she becomes the Rani, you become the Dasi. So Kaikeyi, do you want to be a servant or you want to be the mother of the king?" That is the point when Manthara was able to impact Kaikeyi. So when we have deep love and devotion and affection for the Supreme Lord Krishna, for the Supreme Lord Rama and his devotees, just hearing criticism once may sometimes not have the immediate effect. But then, as we expose ourselves, it starts having its effect. And therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kadambani explains, there are two types of distresses, the distress of the pure devotee and the distress of the sadhaka. And he says the distress of the pure devotee is of two types. A pure devotee feels, "I am incompetent. I lack competence for seva and I lack compassion for the jivas." That's the distress of the pure devotee. I lack the competence for proper seva. I lack the compassion for the jivas. And the sadhaka distress consists of three types. He says, first is ajnana, second is asakti, and third is ahankara. The effect of ajnana or ignorance is vishada or moroseness. The effect of asakti, attachment, is asantosh or dissatisfaction. And then he says, ahankara has four effects. Ahankara or ego has four effects. First, krodha, anger. Second is pratikara or resentment. Third, he says, nirutsaha or loss of enthusiasm. And the fourth is dvesha, which is envy. And what is that dvesha consisting of? It consists of two mentalities. I am superior. And second is not, I am not good enough. I am not good enough. Because of which one starts feeling envy. And therefore, this ahankara is what inspires this feeling of envy or dvesha. And so we find here that mantra is influenced by this dvesha. And as a result of this dvesha, she is indulging in what is known as ninda or criticism. Therefore, the acharyas describe that there is this rope of faith which connects us. Through the rope of bhakti, we are connected. That Vaishnav satsanga and our hearts are connected through the rope of shraddha. And ninda acts like the knife which cuts that rope. So ninda is that knife, and we have to be extremely careful. That rope should not be cut, because if the rope is cut, there will be no movement. Mora karma mora hate golae bandhiya kupi shajabishta gurthe diya chephilaya. Rupen Sanatan explain that without the satsanga, we are tying the rope of sense gratification around our neck and going deeper into the quicksand of material existence. And therefore, to take us out, we need the rope of satsanga. Someone who is not in the quicksand, someone who is on solid ground, they throw a rope and then pull us out. That is the only way we can come out. So therefore, that rope is very important. Few years ago, in the Jagannath Rath Yatra in Puri, when we were pulling the rath, you know, one of the biggest challenges in Rath Yatra in Puri is there is so much of crowd, almost 15 lakh people on that road for just a few hours. Such heavy crowd, if you are able to touch that rope for a few moments, that's a luxury. So as we were about to begin that, I was standing near the Balram cart, and one devotee came to me and said, Prabhu, I am there to protect you from the crowd. And as soon as the rope was tied to Balram cart, millions of people came in, and there was such a heavy stampede. I couldn't see this devotee next to me. I saw him next day morning only. And I asked him what happened. He said, I underestimated the crowd. So as we were pulling, we would get, you know, trampled upon by people's boots and feet and this and that. And one of the biggest dissatisfaction in that Rath Yatra, in one sense, is you can't pull continuously. You pull for a few moments and then it stops, and then, you know, someone pushes you out. So when we were about to end, towards the last part, suddenly there was a moment where we were going on pulling and pulling and pulling for almost 2 minutes. That's a long period. One and a half minutes is a long period. And we were in ecstasy that, oh, we are able to pull for so long. And then we realized that they had taken out the rope from the rath only. We were just running with the rope. And everybody was in ecstasy saying, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. After a few minutes we realized that it was not connected only. So if the rope is there, but the connection is not there, then it will not have its effect. So therefore, here, the ninda is referred to as the knife which cuts the rope of Shraddha or of faith. And so, how do you overcome this? Chakravarti Pad explains, to overcome these anarthas within the heart, the distress which a struggling sadhaka feels because of ajnana, because of asakti, because of ahankar, can only be overcome by one method, through Vaishnav Seva. Jat Sevaya Bhagavatas Kotasthascha Madhudvisha Ratirasu Bhavet Tivra Padayor Vyasanardana. Rati Raso Bhavet Tivra. Devotees who have this intense devotion in their heart, when we serve them, then gradually droplets of that nectar starts percolating into our heart. That's the nature, that's the law, that you will develop the qualities of one whom you serve. And so Maitreya Rishi explains, Durapahi alpa tapasa seva vaikuntha vartmasu yatropagyate nityam deva devo janardana. If one has opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas, it means that one has been blessed. It means that one has acquired pious credits from millions of lifetimes in the past. And that pious credits is not karmanu sukriti. It is bhaktyanu sukriti. Sukriti derived by devotional principles. By coming in contact with devotees, by coming in contact with the deities, with the holy name, with Tulsi Maharani, and then gradually that sukriti creates transformation. There is a story of a sailor whose ship was docked in Mumbai, and he came out and he wanted to purchase, you know, some plant. So he purchased the plant. He didn't realize it was tulsi. So he kept it in his cabin in the ship and was watering the tulsi every day. And in 3 or 4 days he started feeling, I must give up eating meat. I must give up drinking. He didn't know what's going on. He was getting the sukriti of serving Tulsi Maharani. The ship went to the next, you know, port. And when he came out, when he was walking in the streets in the market, a book distributor met him and gave him a Bhagavad Gita. The sukriti was continuing. He took the Gita back to his room, kept it. Next day, again, he went to another part of the port. The same book distributor met him. And he was shocked that, are the same person again? And this book distributor said, I gave you the Gita yesterday. Did you read it? And he thought, how can I tell a lie? He said, no, I have kept it. So this devotee said, please, you must read it. He said, 100% I read. Don't worry, you go. Next day, he was traveling in another part of the port. And by Krishna's arrangement, the same distributor met him again and asked the same question, did you read the Gita? And he thought, if I tell him no, he'll give another big lecture. So he spoke a lie. He says, yeah, of course I read it. So the devotee asked him, how was it? Which parts did you like the most? And he got bewildered. He says, you know, some parts I really liked, other parts I didn't like. It was okay. This devotee said, whoever reads the Gita is in 2 categories. Either they get completely convinced, or second, they don't like it at all. You are liking some part, not liking some part means you have not read it. This guy looked at him and said, my God, he must be a mystic yogi. And he actually got inspired to come back and he read the Gita. And now he is one of the head pujaris in a temple in Europe. begins with Sukriti. So therefore, when we get this Sukriti, we come in the association. Kaikeyi had so much of faith, so much of devotion, but as soon as she was exposed to that criticism, that level of faith and that level of devotion also started getting shaken up. Which means that we cannot take our current quantum of faith for granted. And we can't feel complacent that, yes, I've made it. It's a rope and it can be cut by the knife of Ninda. So anyway, Vishwamitra Muni comes because the principle is Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Vishwamitra Muni comes and Dasharath Maharaj in ecstasy offers him, please ask whatever you want, I'll give it to you. And Vishwamitra Muni says, I want your son, Lord Ram, to come with me, to protect me from the attack of the demons. And when Dasharath Maharaj hears this, he's bewildered. He did not expect this. And he says, Unashodasha Varshome Ramo Rajiva Lochana Nayudhayogyatamasya Pashyami Saha Rakshasaihi. So he says, first of all, Vishwamitra Muni, I want to tell you that Ram is unqualified to travel with you for the following reasons. First, he is Rajiva Lochana. So Rajiva Lochana means one who has lotus-like eyes. Which means when the sun sets, the lotus petals close. Similarly, when the sun sets, Ram goes to sleep. So 5:45, 6 in the evening, Ram goes to sleep. Why? It was Treta Yuga. Right? So I was telling one young college student that, you know, he was asking, what is your schedule? I said, we get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock and then we are in Mangalarti 4:30. He said, I'm also awake. Because that is only when, after that only I sleep. So therefore, if he is sleeping so early, he has no experience of being active at night. Dasharath Maharaj is saying. Whereas the demons, they are only active at night. So therefore, how Ram will fight against them? So because he is Rajiva Lochana, he is not qualified to fight against the demons. Second, he says, that na yuddha yogyatam, he has not yet completed his training in Dhanurvidya. So he's unqualified. Thirdly, he says, he is una shodasha. Anyone below 16 should not be sent to battle. He is under age. So not qualified. And fourth, he says that me Ramo Rajiva. O Vishwamitra Muni, this is my Rama. Me Rama means my Rama. So Acharya say, hey, what is this me Rama? So Dasharath Maharaj is telling Vishwamitra Muni, this is not Parashurama, who's always in angry mood and ready to fight. This is my Rama, very gentle, very soft. I think you are mistaken. I don't think he is qualified to fight. And then finally he says, when I am available, I am Dasharath, my experience 60,000 years, never lost a single battle. What a track record. So why don't you accept me? And not only that, I'm not alone. I've got a huge army with me. I will come with the entire army. I'm available. So just forget about Ram for the moment. Your mission will be accomplished with me. So Vishwamitra Muni becomes very angry. And he says, you made a promise and now you are going back on your promise. And he says, may you remain happy with your family for long. That's what he says. But the way he says it, everybody understands that there is a bullet behind it. And immediately, he turns towards Dasharatha Maharaj and says, you are unable to understand that Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ram is Satya Parakramam. And if you do not have faith, Vasishtho Pi Mahateja, ask Vasishtha. Even Vasishtha will agree. He says, even Vasishtha will agree. Why? Because Vasishtha and Vishwamitra never agreed on anything. They were always at loggerheads. They were always having differences of opinion. But Vishwamitra Muni is so confident on this that Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead on Tattva, he will accept. Vasishthopi, you ask him also. And then he looks at Dasharatha Maharaj and chastises him. How will you understand Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because you are sitting on a throne. I am sitting on Durva grass. How you will understand Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because you are having a helmet on your head. I am having matted hair. How you will understand Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because you are wearing all kinds of royal opulent clothes. I am having all these simple clothes. And he goes on giving so many comparisons. And finally he says, you think that Ram is your son, he has come from you. But I know that the entire creation has come from Ram. And then he says, Vasishthopi. If you don't have faith in my words, ask Vasishtha. Who is always opposing me, but he will agree with me on this. And Dasharatha Maharaj turns to Vasishtha. And Vasishtha nods his head. Better agree. That will be your life insurance. Otherwise, your entire dynasty can be destroyed. And because Vasishtha Rishi instructs Dasharatha Maharaj, although not convinced, Dasharatha Maharaj surrenders and serves the word of Vasishtha Rishi. So therefore, the first principle is that the Sharanya, the one whose shelter we must take is Lord Ram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The second lesson is, what is surrender? What is the Sharanagati Vishay? So the Sharanagati Vishay is that Sharanagati must be done to that Supreme Lord only and not to any other person. Bhagavad Bhaktita Sarvam Iti Utsrijya Vidherapi Kainkarya Krishna Padaika Ashrayatvam Sharanagati. So Sharanagati is defined in terms of 3 points. Kainkaryam Krishna Padaika, taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord in service. Bhagavad Bhaktita Sarvam, to understand that that shelter is only obtained through bhakti. And third, iti utsrijya vidher, the willingness to give up anything which comes in the way of that surrender. This is known as Sharanagati. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe Daya Kori Swaparshada Sviya Dhamma Saha Avatari. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes with all of his associates for 2 purposes. Atyanta Durlabha Prema Kori Bare Dana Shikhaye Sharanagati Bhakatera Prana. Lord Chaitanya comes with his associates to distribute prema and to teach how to attain that prema through Sharanagati. So prema and Sharanagati. So therefore, the second principle which Shailapurna, Sri Shailapurna is teaching Sripada Ramanuja in Ramayana is Ramayana describes the Sharanagati Vishay, that one must surrender to Ram in all circumstances. And there is the example of Sita Devi. Yes, Ram was asked to go to the forest. Sita was not given that instruction. But Sita Devi immediately comes in front of Ram and says, even before my marriage, even when I was with Janak Maharaj, one astrologer had said that in future you would have to spend some time in Vanavas. Knowing that after the marriage, while coming here to Ayodhya from Mithila, I brought a separate bag filled with appropriate clothes meant for Vanavas. So I'm all set. I'm all ready. I'm already prepared. Lord Ram said, no, it will be too difficult for you to come. I don't think you should come. And he says, my dear Sita, the forest is filled with deadly, ferocious animals, hellish conditions. And Sita Devi says, my dear Lord, I have a question for you. I have a quiz for you. Lord Ram says, what is it? And she says, tell me the difference between heaven and hell. And Lord Ram says, when you do punya, you go to heaven. When you do papa, you go to hell. Sita Devi says, if you don't know the answer, say, I don't know. Don't speculate. Ram says, then what's the difference? Because Ram is the one who defines papa and punya. What he speaks is Shastra. But Sita is arguing. So she says, yas tvaya sahasa swargo nirayo yas tvaya vina iti janan param pritim gacchatata yatha sukham. My dear Lord, to be in your association is swarga for me. To lose your association is naraka for me. So therefore, for me, forest would be the spiritual world. So please allow me to come with you. Then Ram says, but what will you do there? What will be your role? You will not be able to perform any activity. What will be your seva? And she says, I will assist in your mission. And Lord Ram says, but I have the bow, I have the arrow. How will you assist in my mission? And she says, yaditvam prasthito durgam vanam adyaiva raghava agratasthe gamishyanti mridanti kushakantakan. She says, the forest path will be filled with stones, pebbles, sharp thorns. Agratasthe gamishyanti. I will walk ahead of you. When I walk ahead of you, I will crush the stones. I will crush the pebbles. I will crush the thorns and make it soft powder, so that you can walk comfortably. That's what she's speaking literally. But allegorically, what she means is, I will provide the excuse for you to attack Ravana. Because when I go ahead means, Ravana will kidnap me first. Agratasthe gamishyanti. I will go first to Ravana's abode. Because your mission is to destroy Ravana. So as part of your mission, I will first go to Ravana's abode. Because, my dear Lord, you also need a bona fide reason to attack. You can't just come up and, you know, start knocking at Lanka. I'm here. So I will give you that bona fide reason. Because people like Ravana, they are like Kushakantakan. Ravana is like the thorn in this world. And therefore, I will go ahead in front. And so when Ravana has kidnapped Sita Devi and kept Sita in Ashoka Vatika, when Ravana comes first to meet Sita Devi, Sita Devi puts a straw between him and between herself and Ravana. So the Acharyas explain, why does Sita Devi put that straw, small straw? So Sita Devi is trying to create maryada between Ravana and herself. The second reason why she put the straw is, she's telling Ravana, if people behave like this and try to usurp others' wives, they are just like Pashu. Jnanena hina Pashubhi samana. And therefore, Ravana, I don't consider you to be a king. I consider you to be a misbehaved animal. Therefore, because you are Pashu, eat this straw. That's why she is putting that straw. Then the third reason she is putting that straw is, she is telling him, giving him warning, because of your misbehavior, because of you kidnapping me, Ravana will be so angry, he'll come and burn the whole of Lanka. And when he burns the entire golden Lanka, you have no palace to live. Where will you live? Use this straw to make a hut. And then she's putting the straw to give a warning that in a previous yuga, the Lord appeared from pillar as Narsingadev and destroyed Hiranyakashipu. He can come out from this straw also. So don't think you are safe sitting here in Lanka. So Sita Devi acted as the instrument, and therefore she surrenders to Lord Ram. The other example of surrender is Lakshman. As soon as Lord Ram accepts Sita Devi, Lakshman is there knocking at Lord Ram's feet, holding his feet and says, please take me to the forest. Lord Ram says, you have a wife. You have to be with your wife. You can't come with me. And Lakshman immediately says, Diptamagnim aranyam va yadi ramam praveshati praveshtum tatramam devi tvam purvam avadharaya. As he is holding Lord Ram's lotus feet, Lakshman is looking towards Sita Devi, because Kripa will come through her, pleading with her, please convince and influence Lord Ram to accept me. And then as he is pleading with Sita Devi, but the prayer is to Ram. And what is that prayer? Even if there is a burning forest fire, if I see Lord Ram entering into that forest fire, I will be entering before Ram to make sure that everything is under control. And therefore it is said that when Lord Narayana is standing in the temple giving his darshan, there is Shri Devi and Bhudevi. So the Shri Tattva represent the Kripa or the mercy aspect of the Lord. When the devotee is coming and praying in front of the Lord, my dear Lord, please forgive me. I will not commit this offense again. I will not make this mistake again. I will behave myself. And at that time, Lord Narayana is thinking, last week also you said the same thing. Again you are coming. What is this? Is this person sincere? And as Lord Narayana is getting that doubt, you know, Shri Devi is recommended. And he turns to Shri Devi and says, what do you think? What should I do with him? And Shri Devi says, my dear Lord, yes, he may be making mistakes. Yes, he may be fallen. He may be sinful. But at least he is, you know, coming to you and begging for forgiveness. So forgive him. Lord Narayana is not satisfied. He turns to the other side and looks at Bhudevi and says, hey, what do you think about Shri Devi's opinion? And Bhudevi says, I totally disagree with her. Lord Narayana says, oh, really? Why? And Bhudevi says, Shri Devi says that this person is fallen. How can she say he's fallen? Anyone who has come and taken shelter of you, my dear Lord, he can never be fallen because he has come to the right place. I would say that this person is glorious because he has fallen at your lotus feet. And therefore, whatever he may be, whoever he may be, he is glorious because he has come and taken your shelter. You know. So therefore, you're hearing the katha, and you hearing the katha, you go to sleep, and Gopinath is thinking, what is this guy? and turns to Radha Rani and says, "What do you think?" And she says, "At least he has come to the temple and sleeping. And look how peaceful he is." So therefore, Shri, Radharani, Sita Devi, they are the medium for this compassion. They are the medium for the mercy. And therefore, we are totally dependent on that mercy. Otherwise, we are unqualified. When the construction of Chopati temple was going on for many years, 2005, 2006, almost all the construction was done. And then all the sound in this entire premises was about to come to an end. That time Maharaj came with an idea. And he said, "We should have air conditioning in the temple hall." So my first thought was, "My God, another construction. Our peace is gone." So I said, "Maharaj, there are no temples in India which have air-conditioned temple hall." He says, no, devotees are coming from such far and wide to hear katha. When there is AC, they'll be hearing peacefully." And I was thinking, anyway they sleep, now they'll bring pillow also. He says, "No, we have to make it comfortable so that they can hear the glories of the Lord and be completely absorbed." So that's the whole mood. To be absorbed in hearing the glories of the mercy of the Lord and the Lord's eternal consort. So Lakshman is saying, "I'm willing to go through fire, but I want to serve. And you, Sita, will recommend to him, then my plea will get accepted." So therefore, Lord Ram says, "You are so stubborn, come with me." So Lakshman also travels with Lord Ram. So Sumantra brings them, Sita, Ram and Lakshman. And as he is about to return, Sumantra asks Ram, "Any message for Dasharatha Maharaj?" And Ram says, "Please tell my father that I am an obedient son and I will follow for the 14 years whatever instruction he has given." Sumantra turns to Sita Devi and says, "Any instruction, any message for Dasharatha Maharaj?" Sita Devi remains quiet. Sumantra turns to Lakshman and says, "Any message for Dasharatha Maharaj?" And Lakshman, with ferocious looking eyes, blazing anger from his eyes, he says, "Yes, you have to give this very..." He says, "Any message for your father Dasharatha?" So Lakshman says, "I have a message for Dasharatha, but not my father." So Sumantra says, "What do you mean? Both are same, right?" He says, "No." And Lakshman says, "Aham tavat maharaje pitrutvam nopalakshaye bhrata bhartascha bandhuscha pitascha mamaragava." "Give my message to Dasharatha Maharaj that from this day onwards he is no longer my father. My father, my mentor, my well-wisher, my parents, everything is Lord Ram. Give this message to him." And so Lakshman is demonstrating three principles. First, vairagya, renunciation from things which are unfavorable for devotional service. Second, our eternal service is towards the Supreme Lord, because Lakshman is a Rajkumar, a prince. A prince or a king never usually serves another prince or king. They need their own kingdom. They need their own space. But Lakshman is demonstrating that the eternal function of the soul to serve trumps every other consideration. And third, he is demonstrating the principle of asat sangatyaga. Dasharatha Maharaj, by inflicting this verdict of 14 years vanavas on Lord Ram has hurt and broken the hearts of all the Ayodhya Vasis. And therefore, one who has broken the hearts of the Vaishnavas, I have to cut off my relationship with such a person. And so Shripada Ramanujacharya explains that Vaishnav Aparad is of 12 types. Janma Nirupan, to think that this Vaishnav is from this caste. Sharira Nirupan, to think that Hanumanji is a monkey. It's an Aparad. Bhava Nirupan, to think that, oh, Dhruva, Prahlad, they are only 5 years old. To think that someone is very small, age-wise. Ashram Nirupan, to think that one ashram is better than the another ashram. Avya Nirupan, to have some negativity towards some devotee because of their deformities in the body. Alasa Nirupan, to judge some devotees based on some of their personal habits. Vasa Nirupan, to see that this person belongs to holy dham and therefore is superior. Bandhu Nirupan, to consider members of the family to be ordinary even though they may be devotees. Prakash Nirupan, to only respect Guru and not respect other devotees. Prakara Nirupan, to respect those who are intimately associated with the Guru, but to neglect others who may not have the privilege of that intimacy. Vartana Nirupan is to respect devotees in certain occupation and to disrespect devotees in other occupations. And Dosha Nirupan is to find fault in historical personalities, like to judge, you know, why Draupadi has 5 husbands. And what is your problem? You manage your life. So, all this comes under this category of Vaishnav Aparada. So, Jiva Goswami says, when we commit 100 offenses, our chanting becomes distracted. When we commit 1,000 offenses, we are unable to follow the regulative principles. And when we commit 10,000 offenses, it becomes impossible to chant the holy names. And therefore, Jiva Goswami recommends that for going back to Godhead, to the spiritual world, for pure bhakti, we need 2 types of attention. Attentive chanting and attentive dealings. And therefore, Lakshman demonstrates the 3 pillars of service attitude, which is conscience, character and competence. And Lakshman also represents the 5 moods of Seva Bhava, which is affection to Lord Ram, submission to Lord Ram, enthusiasm to serve Lord Ram's desires, dedication in his action to serve the Lord's desires, and willingness to forgive, even though he may be misunderstood at different points of time. So therefore, Lakshman thus demonstrates the principle of Sharanagati or surrender. And then we also have the example of Sumitra, who is recommending to Lakshman, please go to the forest. You are going to the forest means the purpose of your birth has been fulfilled. Srishtastvam vanavasasya swanuraktasya suhrajane rame pramadam akarshit putra bhratara gachati. She says, my dear Lakshman, when you are performing seva at the lotus feet of Ram, you have to consider 2 things very carefully. While doing seva, be absorbed in your purpose and be aware of your personal weakness. To be absorbed in purpose is very important, but even if you are absorbed in your purpose, it will take a long time before you are actually able to accomplish the goal. But in that journey, we are struggling with our personal weaknesses. So we have to be aware of all of our personal weaknesses, especially the weakness of the tendency to have personal selfish enjoyment. That aspects even of devotional service which I personally enjoy. So she's saying the purpose of your going to the forest is not for you to get pleasure, but to please Lord Ram, even at the cost of you going through pain. And therefore, she says, Ram is so bewitchingly enchanting and beautiful and attractive. My dear Lakshman, don't just be absorbed in Ram's beauty. You're not going to the forest to drink his beauty. You're going to the forest to drink the poison of various difficulties and challenges so that you can absorb yourself in that seva. Ram is so beautiful that when he walks, it appears like Simha Gati, the prowess of a lion. It appears like Vyagra Gati, the power of a tiger. It appears like Rishabha Gati, the pride of a bull. Ram's walk looks like Gaja Gati, the fame of an elephant, or Sarpa Gati, the movement of a snake. Just the way Ram walks is so enchanting, so beautiful. But don't be so absorbed in just enjoying that beauty that you're not aware of the different demons who are trying to attack him. You're going there to assist him, to serve him, not to enjoy his beauty. Ramam Dasharatam Vidhi Mam Vidhi Janakatmajam Ayodhya Matamim Vidhi Gacchatate Mayasaha Gacchatate Yathasukham. So she says, not for a moment, Lakshman, you should think that you are leaving Ayodhya and leaving your mother and going to the forest. Consider Ram to be your father, Sita to be your mother, this entire forest to be Ayodhya. And you just go and serve Ram to the best of your ability. And therefore, this is the second lesson, which is surrender. That the Sharanagati Vishay is Ram. So the lesson one is Sharanya is Ram. The Sharanagati Vishay is Ram. And the third lesson he says, the Sharanagati Phala, the fruit of surrender, is Seva. Is Ram Seva. So when Bharat Maharaj comes back to the kingdom after Ram has been sentenced to the forest, after Dasharatha Maharaj has departed, Bharat Maharaj is shocked to see the entire Ayodhya in a state of deep moroseness. There is complete pall of gloom in the entire Ayodhya. And when Bharat Maharaj finds out what has happened, he is heartbroken. Practically all the Ayodhya Vasis misunderstand Bharat and think he is a co-conspirator. Bharat had nothing to do with this. But because of the circumstances in which this whole episode happened, he became victim of circumstantial misunderstanding. And especially to be misunderstood by someone who is intimately connected is very difficult. And therefore, Bharata means Bharavahi, one who had to tolerate the heavy weight of misunderstanding. When he went to perform the last rites, Vasishtha Rishi holds his hand and says, you cannot perform the last rites of Dasharath. Bharat says, why? I'm the next in, you know, seniority after Ram. He's not there. I have to do. He says, no. While dying, while departing, Dasharath Maharaj was unequivocal and he was very clear. He said, Kaikeyi is my enemy and Bharat is also my equal enemy. Bharat is so sinful, do not allow him to touch my dead body. I do not want to be contaminated by Bharat's touch. And then Dasharath Maharaj departed. So now Bharat Maharaj has to lead his entire life with the understanding that his father, Dasharath, whom he loved so much, he left his body with this idea that Bharat is sinful and Bharat is his enemy. And there is no way he can clarify. The time is gone. And Bharat has to spend his entire life with that weight of misunderstanding. And so Shatrughna performed the last rites. And then Vasishtha Rishi turns and says to Bharat, "Now the throne is ready for you, my dear King Bharat." And as soon as Bharat hears this, he looks at Vasishtha and says, "Stop talking like this, you thief." And Vasishtha Rishi hears this, bewildered. Says, "What kind of a, you know, misbehavior is this? Nobody has ever called me a thief." And he looks at Bharat and says, "Why are you misbehaving and why are you criticizing? Why are you calling me a thief?" Bharat says, "You are a thief of the highest order." Vasishtha says, "What is going on here?" And then Bharat says, "If someone snatches and steals someone else's possession, he is a thief. The only possession I have is seva at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. And by calling me king, you are snatching away my ability to serve Lord Ram. How can you take away my seva, my possession? Therefore, you are a thief because you are calling me king." That was Bharat Maharaj's idea. But when he goes to the forest and he tells Lord Ram, "You become the king," Lord Ram says, "No. In fact, you should become the king. Be the king of Ayodhya, a kingdom which is filled with citizens who hate you." That is another weight, to lead a group of people who hate you. 1:30 in the morning, Bharat would get up to take a bath. Why? Because if he took bath later, around 2:30, 3 o'clock, other citizens of Ayodhya would be there to take a bath. When any of the citizens would see Bharat, they would take stones and hit him. That was the kind of reputation Bharat had. It was so difficult. But still, Bharat continued performing that service. And therefore, ahoituki apratihata. Bhakti is performed in all circumstances. Lakshman had the privilege of serving with full reputation as a loyal servant. Bharat had to perform the same seva, but not with the same luxury of reputation. Bharat's character was always under the cloud of doubt. But he continued serving. And therefore, we have to be extremely careful not to doubt others because it dampens their enthusiasm. Vaishnavera guna grahi na dekhai dosh kaya mane vakye kore Vaishnava santosh. We may have differences with each other, but ultimately we have one thing in common. We are all under the trap of Maya. And therefore we need each other's association. The Vaishnava Kripa to go to the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada, servant, gave Prabhupada some kachoris and Prabhupada tasted the kachori and said, "I want to keep these kachoris for tomorrow." So some of the other kachoris he told the servant, "Keep it for tomorrow." The servant brought it to the kitchen and one lady was cooking there. He told this lady, "Prabhupada will taste these kachoris tomorrow. I am keeping this here in the kitchen, okay?" And she said, "Don't keep in the kitchen because I don't know who will come and take this. Better you take it." He says, No, you must keep it. It is for Prabhupada for tomorrow." Next day he comes and says, "Where are the kachoris?" And she says, "I told you not to keep." The kachoris were not there. So this devotee is bewildered. He says, "What will I tell Prabhupada? He will ask for the kachoris. What will I tell him?" And this lady says, "You tell him some cat has eaten. Because cats come to the kitchen. Cat must have eaten. Go tell him." And she was busy cooking. She didn't, you know, give another thought. So this devotee goes and comes back after serving Prabhupada. This lady is, you know, cooking and she asks, "So what did Prabhupada say when you told him about this cat has eaten?" So he said, when I told Prabhupada the cat has eaten, he said, whoever is saying cat has eaten, they have eaten. So this lady feels offended. And she thinks, how can Prabhupada say, I have never eaten. I didn't do like this. How could anyone say like this? And her mind went into a big, huge storm. Then suddenly she controlled herself. She said, what is the main matter? Kachori. So let me make arrangement for Prabhupada to have that kachori. So she goes, makes arrangements, sends fresh, hot kachoris. Prabhupada tastes it and sends message with the servant. These were better than yesterday's. So many times when we are in the course of performing our seva, when there is criticism, when there is doubts raised, aspersions on the character, it dampens the enthusiasm. It acts as a heavy load. So Bharata basically means one who carries that load. And Lakshman basically means Lakshmano Lakshmi Sampanna Bahir Prana Ivappara. One who is endowed with the Lakshmi of Seva. So therefore, the fruit of surrender or Sharanagati Phala is Seva. And it is said that during the 14 years Bharat Maharaj was ruling Ayodhya on behalf of Ram by keeping the Paduka on the throne, he was also living in austere conditions. Ram was in the forest, Bharat was also in the forest. So he accepted the responsibility without any of the facilities. And when Lord Ram returned after 14 years, the economy or the GDP of Ayodhya was 9 times more. You know why? And the Acharyas explained, when anybody would come with income, Bharat would immediately tell them to deposit in the treasury. When they would come with any request for expense, he will say, I'll have to consult the Paduka. And then he would delay it a few times like that, and that's how he saved. So although he was misunderstood, accused, but he performed his duties diligently. That is the Sharanagati Phala is Seva. Lesson 4 is, what is the Sharanagati Kriya? What is the process of surrender? And Srila Shailapurna explains, the process of surrender is Vaishnav Ashray. The Ashray of the Vaishnavas. Lokanatha Purabhutva Sugrivam Natha Ichati Pitayasya Purayasya Sharanyam Dharma Vatsala Sarva Lokasya Dharmatma Sharanyam Sharanam Pura Gurorme Raghavo Soyam Sugrivam Sharanam Gata. Lord Ram, when he comes in front of Hanumanji, is repeatedly saying via Lakshman, my Lord Ram is taking shelter of Sugriva. Sugrivam Sharanam Gata. Sugrivam Natham Ichchati. Lord Ram wants to accept Sugriva as his Lord. So one may wonder, why is Lord Ram dependent on Sugriva? Griva means throat. Sugriva means one with a beautiful throat. Sita represents, as per Vedanta Desika, Acharya of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, also the Jiva. When the Jiva is distracted by the golden deer, the Jiva is trapped by the mind represented by Ravana with 5 Karmendriyas and 5 Gyanendriyas and thrown into the body of Lanka, surrounded by the samsara of the ocean. In that situation, Lord Ram is in great doubt. Is the Jiva wanting to have a relationship with me or not? When we go through a serious relationship crisis, when someone has broken the relationship with us, it becomes difficult to establish that communication. And therefore, sometimes to re-establish that communication in the midst of severe doubt whether the person wants a relationship or not, one takes shelter of a third party. So when Ram sees that Sita is no longer here, he is not sure whether Sita has left on her own will or why she has gone or she doesn't want a relationship or what. In that state of doubt, Lord Ram needs the shelter of Sugriva. One with a beautiful throat, from the throat comes the sound vibration. The carrier of sound, Shabda, is Hanuman. Hanumanji carries the Ram Sandesh. He becomes the Ram Duta. And therefore he becomes the intermediary to get the message from Sita whether she wants a relationship with Ram or not, whether Sita is eager to be reunited with Ram or not. And therefore Hanumanji plays the role of the Guru. Guru is the intermediary between the Jiva and the Supreme Lord. Sakshat Dharitvena. And therefore, Vanara basically means a monkey who is an animal but performs acts and behaves in a way, looks human. Therefore, there is doubt whether he is human or not. Vanara. But Vanara also means a divine personality, a pure devotee. Because a pure devotee looks human, but actually he is divine. Therefore, Vanara refers to a pure Vaishnava. And Vanara Sena refers to an army of pure devotees. And therefore, Lord Ram needs the support of the Vanara Sena, which means the Vaishnava Sangha, to restore the soul back into the association. And so, this is the whole idea of the process of surrender, is through Vaishnava Ashray. And Sugriva thus is given that responsibility. Lord Ram assures Sugriva, I will protect you. So Sugriva goes and challenges Vali. And when the fight with Vali is going on, Ram does not intervene. Sugriva gets severely thrashed. And Sugriva is doubtful. Ram promised me he will intervene. He has gone back on his word. And then at one point of time when Vali threw him, Sugriva rebounded and ran away. And came and questioned Ram. My dear Lord, you promised me you will protect me, you will save me. Why did you not intervene? And Ram said, you look so same, both of you. I do not know whom to shoot. You and your brother Vali look so same. But the Acharyas explained that the real reason is that when Ram and Lakshman first came in front of Sugriva, Sugriva offered a beautiful asan for Ram, but neglected Lakshman. He neglected Lakshman. And because he neglected Lakshman, Lord Ram was not impressed. Gaja pushpim imam phullam utpatya shubha lakshanam. Now, Ram tells Sugriva that, you know what? Lakshman, please take that creeper of yellow flowers, pluck it and place it around Sugriva's neck so that now when he fights against Vali, I can distinguish between the two. So Lakshman takes that. Uru Lakshmana Kanthasya Sugrivasya Mahatmana. And through Lakshman's own hand, that creeper of yellow flowers is placed on Sugriva's neck. So the Acharyas explain that Ram will not be impressed with Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shri. You cannot impress Ram, because for him, millions and millions of souls are roaming around as per their karma. But what makes the Lord take attention is that when you are accepted by the Guru and the Vaishnavas. And therefore, Lakshman putting that creeper is like his initiation, being accepted by Lakshman, by the Guru. And And therefore, accepting the Lord's mission through His agents is the first step in being recognized by the Lord. Then the Lord recognizes. And that's, you know, very, very important. That recognition by the Lord is very important. So now, in spite of the fact that Sugriva is made the king, Vali is killed, but he becomes absorbed in sense gratification. For the 4 months of Chaturmas, he forgets the mission. And Ram is crying and telling Lakshman, where is Sugriva? He promised me he'll come with his army. 4 months are passing. And then at one point of time, towards the end of the Chaturmas, Lord Ram becomes so frustrated. In an angry tone, he tells Lakshman, Lakshman, you please go and give this severe warning and chastise Sugriva with these words. Nacha sankuchita pantha yena vali hato gata samaye tishta sugriva ma vali gata manvagaha. Lakshman, you go and give this message. What is the message? That the road through which Vali was sent to the kingdom of death, that road is still open. Lakshman said, why message? I'll kill him only. Ram says, no, no, don't kill. Only give message and come. So then Lakshman goes and, you know, gives a severe message and Sugriv comes running, falls at the feet of Ram. Lord Ram embraces him. So Sugriva has deviated. Sugriva has forgotten the mission. Sugriva has made a serious mistake. But what does Ram say? Okay, where are your armies? And immediately Sugriva calls for all the armies. And Sugriva starts directing the armies. This army, go in the north. You will find the mountain here, the ocean here, the valley here, and this and that. You go to the south, you will find this here, that there. He gives detailed description of the entire creation as if he is GPS personified. The entire creation he describes in detail. Several pages in Ramayana describe that. Ram looks bewildered and tells Sugriva, how do you know all this? You seem to know the entire creation by heart. Sugriva says, when Vali was chasing me, the entire creation, I was running out of fear trying to see where I can hide. When I was running pillar to post, I memorized the whole creation. At that time, I did not know it will be of use for me in the future mission. So it is described that some difficulty and situation we go through in life, you never know how it will be of use for you in future seva. So Sugriva, in spite of his mistake, is accepted by the Lord. And given the opportunity to continue to serve. And therefore it is said that to err is human. To make mistakes is normal. As human beings we will make mistakes. But there is the Ravana Sampradaya of mistake. Which is what? One refuses to accept the mistake. And one rationalizes. And then there is the Vaishnava Sampradaya of mistake where you regret and you decide to rectify. So therefore, Lord Ram is willing to give Sugriva that opportunity to transform himself. And therefore, this is the fourth principle, which is Sharanagati Kriya. The process of Sharanagati is through Vaishnava Ashray. And the fifth lesson which Srila Shailapurna speaks to Sripada Ramanujacharya through the Ramayana is the Artha Panchakam, which is known as the Sharanagati Tattvas. The five Tattvas of Sharanagati, which is Swaswarupa, who am I? Swaswarupa is the soul. Soul can be Nitya, Mukta, Baddha, Kevala, Mumukshu, any of these. Second is Paraswarupa. Who is the Lord? Para, Vyuha, which is Pradyumna Sankarsha, Aniruddha Vasudeva, Vibhava, varieties, Antaryami, the Paramatma, Archa as the deities. Purushartha Swarupa, what's our goal? Dharma, Artha, Kama, Atmanubhava, which is the experience of the soul, or Bhagavat Anubhava, experience of Bhagavan. Upaya Swarupa, what are the ways of attaining the goal? Through karma, jnana, bhakti, prapatti, surrender, or acharya abhiman, complete dependence on the guru. Virodhi Swarupa, what are the obstacles in reaching our goal? Swarupa Virodhi, that which is anti-soul. Paratva Virodhi, that is anti-God. Purushartha Virodhi, which is anti-goal. Upaya Virodhi, anti-means. And Prapti Virodhi, anti-fruit. All these are obstacles in reaching our goal. And the example of Virodhi Swarupa is described in the form of Lanka, the lifestyle in Lanka, and Ravana. And therefore, the person Ravana is afraid of the most is Vibhishan. Vibhishan literally means one who causes tremor, one who causes fear in the heart. Why? Because Ravana could purchase everybody in Lanka except Vibhishan. Vibhishan's integrity was such that Ravana could not purchase him. And Ravana was paranoid and fearful and afraid, because Vibhishan would speak out when Ravana would least expect it. He would speak the truth. You could not control Vibhishana with any kind of misrepresentation. And therefore, when Vibhishana comes in front of Lord Rama, after trying to convince Ravana, he gives up Ravana and leaves Lanka and comes at the lotus feet of Lord Ram, and is offering his prayers at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. And he says, Sarva Loka Sharanyaya Raghavaya Mahatmane Nivedayatamam Kshipram Vibhishanam Upasthitam. My dear Lord, you give shelter to the entire creation. I am sure you will also give shelter to the brother of the most fallen enemy of yours, Ravana's brother. Vibhishan is standing at your doorstep. Please accept me quickly. Kshipram. Nivedayatamam Kshipram. Accept me quickly, because I am coming from a demoniac family. I am not used to surrendering to the Lord. I am used to performing sense gratification. My sanskaras are negative. I do not know how long this flickering desire to surrender will remain. Please accept my surrender quickly. This is my request to you. Vibhishan comes with four associates who represent the four pillars of Sharanagati. Akinchanatvam, I have nothing. Ananyagatitvam, I have no other goal. Saralta, simplicity. Shakti, the Lord is all powerful. And that time Sugriva refuses to accept and tells Lord Ram, please do not accept the brother of Ravana. One who can give up his brother means he can do anything to us. And at that time, Lord Ram, he says, Pishachandana Vanyakshan Prithivyan Chaiva Rakshasan Angulagrenatan Sarvanichan Hariganeshwara. Because Sugriva is saying, this person, this Vibhishan will enter into our camp and destroy. Lord Ram is looking towards Sugriva and says, "Arey, with the edge of my thumb, I can destroy everybody in this creation. What this guy will do? Why you are getting so bewildered? You don't know who I am or what? You are saying that he is going to create trouble in our camp? Arey, with one corner of my thumb, I can knock off millions of demons. Therefore, I want to declare, Sakradeva prapannoyas tava ismi tava asmi ityache abhayam sarvada tasmai dadam yetad vratam mama. If anyone comes to me and says, even once, my dear Lord, I am yours, I accept that person immediately. I do not see the background. I do not do any background check. I allow that person shelter. And therefore, abhayam sarvada tasmai, I give abhayadan to that person. And Sugriva, you are so nervous about giving shelter to Vibhishan. Let me increase your nervousness a little more. And let me tell you that I am not only willing to accept, you know, Vibhishan here at my doorstep, but anayenam harisreshtha dattam asya abhayam maya Vibhishano va Sugrivo yadiva ravana swayam. Even if Ravan is standing there, you can bring him. Sugriva, go and see. If behind Vibhishan, if Ravan is there, you can invite him also. I am willing to give shelter to anyone who is willing to take shelter, who is willing to reform. So that is the mood of the Supreme Lord Sri Ramachandra as described here by Sri Shaila Purna to Sripad Ramanujacharya, that the Sharanya, the one whom we should take shelter of, is Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears as Lord Ram. The Sharanagati Vishaya is Sri Ramachandra. The Sharanagati Phala is Sri Rama Seva. The Sharanagati Kriya is Sri Rama Bhakta Ashray, the Vaishnava Sangha. And the Sharanagati Tattva consists of Swaswarupa, Paraswarupa, Purushartha Swarupa, Upaya Swarupa, and Virodhi Swarupa. And on the occasion of Sri Ramnavami, let us pray at the lotus feet of Sri Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanumanji, that they offer us their eternal shelter, eternal service, good intelligence and discrimination to make the right choices, to remain perfectly situated in the association of devotees, to always serve and please the devotees, and to always protect us from the Virodhi Swarupas represented by Tattvas like Ravana and Lanka, so that we are always in the mood of Lakshman, Bharat, Hanumanji, Sita Devi, and make Sharanagati as the topmost priority in the practice of our Krishna conscious life. And we are going to continue hearing further beautiful narrations of Sri Ram Katha in our evening session, where after almost 1 year, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj will be speaking Ram Katha this evening. So with those words, let us spend a day of prayer, a day of seva, day of shravanam, and hearing the glories of Sri Ram, and intensify our devotion at the lotus feet. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.